We're still aiming, as we were in the beginning, to have a decision at the end of August, so from today basically. And the President and myself will visit the bidding countries over the course of the next few weeks and then make a recommendation to the board where the game should go. And hopefully we'll know where we're going in about 30 days' time.
What sort of criteria will the three competing countries be judged on now? And will you be asking, bearing in mind what happened in Tonga, for extra assurance on the financial front?
Absolutely. It's imperative as part of this process that each of the prospective countries has a government underwrite, full support from the government to underwrite the financial costs of staging the games. Now, we're in various stages of development of actually securing those guarantees with these three bids. Don't want to say any more about it at the moment. They're not at this stage. All three of them are at different stages. That's the most important thing. The other thing we're looking for, I think we have it in each of those three hosts, is that they've had the games before, they've got the facilities, they've got a strong sporting culture, so they've got the ability to organise the games. But I guess most importantly, we've got to make sure that the government's not going to pull the rug out from underneath the event like we saw in Tonga.
Would you expect whichever of the three countries that you opt for to be able to stage your games of similar size, or are we talking about small, medium and large here?
Similar size. Tonga was going to do 26 sports, which was the maximum number allowed at the time of their bid. Wherever we end up, it may be a couple underneath that because currently we're meant to keep that limit to 24 as a part of our efforts to keep the game sustainable. So it may not be quite as big as the Tonga program, but it'll be fairly close.
Now, looking ahead to the games in 2023, the news coming out of Solomon Islands about this apparent blowout in their cost projections, I mean, that must have set your pulse racing. I mean, are we thinking Tonga Mark II here?
I wouldn't go that far yet. I think what that announcement yesterday was about was some work that's been done to help of the Taiwanese government, who's the major donor player in the Solomon Islands, as you know, about the site location of where the main stadium would be that they've committed to build in the bid. It was a particular part of town where, now that they've done the scope of an exercise of looking at of that land, it's probably not sufficient in size to be able to build a main stadium. So they've got an alternative location for that, and as a result, the cost of construction for it has increased. At this stage, we've been briefed that the government of the Solomon Islands is fully across this. They're fully supportive of the games continuing. It's a huge project for the country as part of its redevelopment, really, coming out of the Ramsey experience and rebuilding. It's a huge national project for them, and they're fully committed to it. The President and I will be there in probably once the 2019 issues are wrapped up. We'll be going over to the Solomon Islands to touch base with them all and make sure that they do keep a lid on the costs. As I said earlier, we've kept pruning the size of our games. You know, 10 years ago in Samoa, we were 33 sports. We're now down to 24 as the maximum, so that we can actually offer a sustainable size program to our host countries. And we're keen to make sure that Solomon Islands can deliver on that.
That's encouraging to hear. One last point on the fallout from Tonga, obviously legal ramifications, which we've discussed on the programme before. I mean, where are you at with that right now? I mean, when are matters likely to go to court, if that's what it's going to take?
We're in touch with our solicitor, who's based in Nuku'alofa, last week. He's putting together the statement of claim right now. I guess that will be lodged fairly soon. We're not terribly anxious about driving this through quickly. Our main brief at the moment is to make sure that we've got a host for 2019, a secure host, and we get on with planning for that. And, of course, the mini-games coming up in 4 months' time in Vanuatu. But, yes, we will be pushing ahead with the legal action.